Mike is trying to navigate dating a single mom. He's just been introduced to her kid. Things after that have changed. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some advice here. I'd really like to hear what your listeners think, too.
Okay.
I've been dating my girlfriend for a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a six-year-old daughter, and I don't have kids.
Okay.
For the first year, she kept her daughter and me separate, which I completely respected.
Sure.
But about 3 or 4 weeks ago, things got serious enough that she finally introduced us, and her daughter is awesome.
That's great.
We get along really well. She likes me. I genuinely enjoy spending time with her.
Okay.
We've gone places together. We played around, and everything's been great.
Mm.
Here's what I'm struggling with. Since I met her daughter, we have not done one thing alone together.
Mm.
Every date, every outing, every activity, the daughter is now coming with us every single time.
Okay.
So I finally asked her if maybe we could have one night a week where we get a babysitter and just have some adult time together. We go to dinner, maybe see a movie, have drinks, whatever. Just time for us as a couple. And she did not take that very well.
Okay.
Her argument is that I knew she had a daughter when I started dating her. And now mm-hmm. that I've met her, I should accept that she's part of the package and want her to be with us all of the time.
Okay.
She basically feels like asking for alone time means I don't want her daughter around. But that's not what I'm saying at all. I really like this kid. I care about her. I have fun with her. I'm perfectly happy doing family stuff with both of them most of the time. But I also still want to date my girlfriend sometimes. Am I being unreasonable? Or is it completely normal to, you know, want separate couple time? If you're a single mom, how would you be approached about this? How do you want to be approached about this? What do you think?
I mean, I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying.
Married couples who have kids and all the things still need to carve out time to date each other without the kids. I think any healthy relationship still needs that.
I mean, I like his suggestion of, you know, can we carve out one day every week or every couple weeks where it's just us? And
still keep that connection going.
Yeah. And I guess he didn't explain why she was or why she didn't take it very well. Like, did she elaborate on it?
She did say that she thinks that he's saying he doesn't want her around.
Yeah.
Which, that's not what he's saying at all.
Yeah.
He loves her, loves spending time with her, but he still does want to have some alone time with his girlfriend.
I mean, assuming
so they
that
can keep growing that relationship because they're not married yet.
Right.
They're
assuming that he has communicated everything he's communicated to us to her.
Right.
Then
maybe
his
he's
question
for a
is
a different way to approach it.
Yes, his question is valid. And how, if you're a single mom, how would you want to be approached? It sounds like maybe she's been burned in the past.
Maybe.
And so, like, she finally felt like,
which
okay.
Which was good that she took over a year before she introduced her daughter. That is good. But now I think she feels like that there is enough potential with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to bring him into kind of their package deal. But at the same time, she seems to be taking offense that he still wants to have some alone time with her.
Yeah, so I guess we need to know if you're a single mom, like how would you want this communicated to you?
Yeah.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. You can always send us a voice note. You can call, you can text. We'll take some of your stories, especially if you've been through this yourself and have come out on the other side. So
figured out a nice balance.
Yep. Take some of those coming up next. I mean, saying that Mike is dating a single mom and things have changed and he's confused, that can bring some definite feelings.
Oh, there were lots of instant feelings about it that now have changed. A lot of people are like, oh, once I've heard it, my perspective on that has changed.
Yeah, Amber, who kind of jumped the gun originally, was like, already making me mad, changed my mind, he's valid, and says he needs to tell her that he loves including her daughter and can't wait to do more, but he loves their date nights alone as well.
Yes.
See, that was the thing Mike's was confused about. He was like, it was a year after dating until I met the daughter. Then ever since, it was like the daughter had to be everywhere with them, and
they couldn't get a moment. It's like instant family time all the time.
Alone. And says, as a single mom myself, I would totally be receptive to this. If she's not, then that's a concern.
Yeah, Stephanie says, hey guys, I was a single mom, met my now husband. In my opinion, asking to go on a date with your lady's honestly wonderful, especially since the first year was just the two of them.
Right.
It'd be a cute idea for him to mention maybe going on a date with the kiddo too, if that's something they're comfortable with. That way, having one-on-one time with each of them might show her the importance of a separate relationship between parenting and dating. I also don't understand her not easing in the daughter time, just diving in head first.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like maybe a test for him, and maybe they need to have a deeper conversation about what she's been through and what he's willing and able to do for them. Like, it's like once he met the daughter, it was full steam ahead. It wasn't like slow rolled, which a lot of people were like, that's an interesting choice.
Leanne messaged suggesting once a week for a date night is too much. In my opinion, maybe once a month or every 2 weeks. Also, having to find a sitter is expensive, so maybe that's part of the issue. I get that. A lot of people were wondering, all right, I mean, kudos to her for being able to keep the daughter away from him for
a year. Yes.
And so just, I think it's the, you got to just try to convince her that everything is great with the daughter.
Right.
Maybe once a month we have if that's cool with you, Mike.
Right.
Well, once a month.
That was the whole problem. Is like she was almost offended that he was suggesting, hey, can we still have some occasional dates with just you and I? Because she thought he was saying, I don't want to be around your daughter.
Now,
which
maybe,
is not what he was saying.
Right. Now, maybe he was suggesting, and he didn't say it in his message to us, but he was suggesting maybe it was going to be too frequently. Like, hey, every other time or, you know, something that was way more frequent than what they were considering.
Yeah, Christine says, if he asked just as he described, that's exactly how I would want it brought up to me. Mm-hmm. I was a single mom. I made it a priority to take one day a week to find a sitter for a few hours or overnight every once in a while. What a lot of women don't take into account is that it's not the man that's trying to get time away from the child or act like they don't care, but they still want time with just you.
Sure.
And I mean, did she not want time with just her ex sometimes for date nights? The same context still applied. Sounds like maybe she's been burned before and she's being cautious, and maybe he just needs to really reassure her.
Yeah, I think that's probably the key.
That he's serious about both of them.
Yeah. All right.
Because again, a lot of people pointed out too, even married couples still need to date each other.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have lots of kids together and you got like life is happening,
right,
you still need to maintain a connection between the two of you. And so that's healthy for any relationship.
Well, the good news is you're going to find a lot of support for your relationship in general, both on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show, and our text line is erupting, which just support for both you and she. And, you know, hope that you're able to navigate that reality.
Like, he understands the assignment, it sounds like. Like, he is trying to take as much care with, you know, forging a relationship with her daughter and keeping, you know, growing his relationship with single mom.
Right.
But, you know, she's going to have to learn also that he also has needs from the relationship, and they're still growing that together and figuring out what their path's going to be.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens, you know.
Yeah.
That is group therapy. 7 is our number.